25 class on the appearance day of Uttarya Acharya in Vrindavan on 10th February 2011.
So I know the Lord has given me five teachers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Yes? Hurry up. Tell. First come, first serve. Thank you very much. Be smart, you know, to do something hard. Everybody remain silent, I found. Everybody heard what I said? No answer. That means it's not very sure and clear. Acha, we pay obeisance to Advaita Acharya with this mantra. Please tell everybody after me. Bande tam
Srimad
Advaita
Acharyam
Adbhuta Chestitam
Jasya
Prasada
Agyo
Opi
Tat
Sarupam
Nirupaye.
Translation goes like this. You can repeat after me. I offer my respectful obeisances.
I offer my respectful obeisances to
Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are wonderful. Sorry, all wonderful.
All wonderful.
By his mercy,
even a foolish person
can describe
his characteristics.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
I'm just reading what Prabhupada said. You may listen. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all grace to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pancha shloki kahila Sri Nityananda tatta shlokodahe kahi Advaita Acharya mahatta. In five verses I have described. Who is saying? I am reading from Chaitanya Chaitamita. Who is saying this?
Krishna.
You don't know? It's strange. How long are you in the movement? You are practicing? How long you are practicing?
5 years.
5 years. Very unusual. These are very basic things we are expected to know. You know who is speaking? Who is speaking?
Krishnadas
Kaviraj. Who composed? Who wrote?
Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Thank you. It's a very basic thing. At once one should answer. But you are not doing anything, simply some other activity you are doing. Any morning, any time, this basic foundation is not strong. Maybe dripta rahe, bhatak jayega. Prabhupada says, big heroes come. There is a river, say Maya, and a strong current. And big elephant is thinking, let us cross the river. A strong current, very deep, and big elephant, strong, stout, biggest, and trying to cross. So Prabhupada said, "Bara bara hati gora, galo rasatol, they drowned or sink. Detu Hora, somebody who cannot, he is limping, he is weak, on horse, he is saying, how much water is there? How deep it is? He is trying. So, I have to say this. So, we should not take things for granted. I may be expert in something. Prabhupada said, this is also important. come to Mangala Arati, come to Guru Puja. Today we are telling Guru Puja this, that. Now you have to know why I am saying Guru Puja, we are singing so many things. If I ask all these things, do you believe? Anybody can tell some line from the Guru Puja? Do you believe? Do you act on this? You don't act simply saying, then your foundation is not very strong. Any time, bhatak jani, you can be drifted away from that. Simply sentimentally, mechanically. This devotee is thoughtful. He thinks all these things. Let me see how much progress I made. You can ask questions later. But I am saying what I learned from my guru. So he said, Mahavishnur jagatkarta mayavaja srijatyada tasyavataro evayam advaita acharya ishvara. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of, who can tell?
Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu. Who is saying? Nila Lakmi. Right. You read Chaitanya. No. How do you know? Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. Non-different. Advaita. Because he propagates the cult of bhakti, he is called Acharya. Who knows what is the meaning of Acharya? The derivation. Yeah? Anybody? Yes? Who teaches by example? Who teaches by example? Unless he himself set up example, he is teaching. Not that. Anybody? He is the Lord and the incarnation of Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Advaiti Acharya Gosai Sakshat Ishwar Jahar Mohimanahe Jivero Gochar. This is Bengali. See, Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living being. Who can tell? Though somebody we know is God, but He is coming, I am giving some hints, coming, show us how to love God, how to serve God. Even he pay obeisance to him. Who is he?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Huh?
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Mahavishnu srishti karen jagatadikarjo tahar avatar sakshat advaita acharya. Mahavishnu performs all the functions for the creation of the universes. See, Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. So, who bought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this in this material? Raise hand, please.
Advaita Acharya.
How he did it? Who can tell? Raise hand. Don't tell. How he did it? Please, speak lightly so that everybody can listen. I don't want to tell only the philosophy. We have to tell some stories. This, that. Everybody can hear? Kigo, sunte paccho? Yes?
In the bank of the Ganges, worshipping the Shalagans, Srila prayed the compassing suffering people in Kali Yuga.
Yes? You know. So Advaita Acharya was born in where? He could tell. Who can tell? Raise hand.
Shantipur.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Where is born? Raise hand. Who knows? There is a Bengali saying that somebody throw a brick, hit the target. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're cheating yourself then. So who knows? You know? You know? You know? অদ্বৈত আচার্যের জন্ম আবির্ভাব কোথায়? বাবলা শান্তিপুর সেদিন পড়েছ? হোয়াট ইজ হাউ ইউ সাবস্টান্সিয়েট ইউর স্টেটমেন্ট? হোয়াট আর দ্য গাইডলাইন? হু আর হু ইল টেল? You thought? Thoughting, thinking means speculation. You are not sure. Why you told? You? Is that the answer I asked you? Did you hear? You didn't hear. But what is the process for knowing? Sadhu Guru Ashastra. Sadhu Guru Ashastra, so what?
Hearing.
But you didn't hear, and you are telling. So nobody can tell? Sihatta, Sihatta. That is now in Bangladesh, of course. Now Bangladesh, that whole concept. Then his father brought him here. What is his father's name? No? Hey, Advaita Acharya, Baba's name ki? Bolo. I want interacting, otherwise it'll one side will fall asleep. And not hearing, I'm sorry. Acha. You know mother's name? She said, Nabha Devi. And father's name? Time is running out. Hmm? No? Nobody? কুবের মিশ্র, কুবের মিশ্র, ইউ নো কুবের, হু ওয়াজ কুবের ইন দি হেভেনলি প্ল্যানেট? হু উইল টেল? রেজ হ্যান্ড.
হ্যাঁ,
দুই তো ট্রেজার. হ্যাঁ, for a long time this Kuben Mishra and Srimati Nabha Devi, as she says, right, had no children. When he became very old, then he had got a son. This is the son. And in Shukla Saptami Tithi he was born. These are very important to know, the position, constellation of stars. So then Kuber Mishra came back from there to Shantipur to live on the bank of the Ganges. Why on the bank of the Ganges? Usually bank of the Ganges is considered as good as, living on the bank of the Ganges means as good as, according to scripture, sadhus, as good as living in Vaikuntha. First he named his son Mangal, then any other name? Kamalaksha. He gave him, he was born Brahmin, he gave him Upavit and gave him lesson to some Upadhyaya and gave him, you know, taught him in different scriptures and explaining. After some days, he, Kuber and his wife, wife's name? Now he heard, now tell. She said, you can't remember? What year? Here in the class, huh? No. His Advaita's mother's name. Kuber's, Mishra's wife's name. Tell.
Nabha Devi.
Both of them then died after some time. Then Advaita Acharya, for doing pinda for his father and mother, he went to where usually Eastern India go to. Even Lord Ramchandra went. What is the name of the place? Who can tell? Gaya. That Pancha Panda went, Sita Ramchandra went, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. Went different places for pilgrimage. Then he what is the name? Then he married Nisimha Bhaduri, one person, very religious man, and rich Brahmin. His daughter. What are the daughter's name? Who can tell? There is hand. Huh? Sri and Sita Devi. Anybody knows? Who are Sita Devi? Who can tell? Who is in spiritual terms? Huh? Let me see. Incarnation of Yoga Maya. And Sri Devi, two sisters he married, two daughters of Nisimha Bhaduri, was very religious and Brahmin and very rich. Advaita Acharya, with his devotees in his house in Mayapur, used to always discuss Krishna Katha. And Gita, Bhagavat, usually go through. Seeing the condition of Navadvip at that time, he tried to deliver them. Unfortunately, most of them are not into Krishna consciousness. And he then requested the Lord to come down to deliver these people. In order to deliver, to please his devotee, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He was born in the house of householder. Who? Father, mother, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who will tell? Raise hand. Yeah. Jagannath. Jagannath and mother? Mother Sachi. Then, Advaita Acharya could understand Lord is appearing. He send his good wife, Sita Thakurani, with so many presents to bless that boy. He did all this in Bengali, translate. But what Prabhupada wrote, you tell, this is all the Tattva. Tattva means truth about Advaita Acharya. Is there. That Purusha creates and maintains with his external energy. He creates innumerable universes in his pastime. By his will, he manifests himself in unlimited forms in which he enters each and every universe. See, Advaita Acharya is a plenary part of that Purusha. So, he is non-different from him. Indeed, see, Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is an another form of that Purusha. He, Advaita Acharya, helps in the pastimes of the Purusha, with whose material energy and by whose will he creates innumerable universes, being a deserver of all auspicious attributes. See, Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristic activities and name are always auspicious. So in purport, Prabhupada is writing, see, Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an acharya or teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspicious in the pastimes of Vishnu is also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render greatest service to the human society. Rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as the eternal function of the living entities and as actual liberation of the living being from conditional life, become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. Say Mayavadi, poor fund of knowledge. You say, Ihad Jasya Hare Dasya Karmana Manasagira, with our body, with our mind, with our senses, accepting we are with this conviction that we are the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the eternal master. Ihad Jasya Hare Dasya Karmana, with our body, mind and word, Karmana Manasagira. Nikhileshastu asya, jivan mukta saucchana. See, always serving with conviction like that. Though we are in the material world, we are considered liberated. So the devotees are on the path of liberation. Liberation means you are not attracted by the material, shall I say, by the clutches of material energy, because you are absorbing Krishna consciousness. The body, mind and heart. In that sense. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of punitive activities or impersonal liberation. That is, everybody is. Everybody is karmi. Maybe 98% people in this material world is karmi. Karmi means work hard day and night. They are all sudras symptoms. Work hard. What for? For sense enjoyment. Everybody is like, they go outside, Vrindavan, everybody is running. 70 miles, 80 miles from outside of Bombay, Calcutta, Delhi, running, electric train, packed up, again coming back, after whole day, little rest, somebody near and dear and cook something, his daughter, wife or mother, eat something. Either here or New York, London, Paris, Tokyo, Sydney. Never. Parabhavastavat abodhajata. Because they are born ignorant. All your attempts will fail. Even Christ says, what is that? If you conquer the whole world, but you don't know the soul, what you gain, something like that. This is a famous saying. You know, you are all Christians. You don't know this? This is a famous saying, Christ said. Suppose you think you get everything of the universe, world possess. You don't know what you are the soul. What actually you gain? Very nice what Christ said, actually. You don't know, you are not this body. That is the first lesson Krishna is saying to Arjuna. The ISKCON also, Prabhupada said the first thing. You first know you are a spirit. You have nothing to do with this body. You are just a covering of dress. Now he is here any second, he is useless. And you come from the Supreme Spirit. Either no spirit, is enough. You can know the Supreme Spirit. You can know a drop of water, its constituents, hydrogen, oxygen. You know the whole sea water. That is what you are doing here. What you are. Your spirit. We don't belong to this material world. We belong to the spiritual world. So here is a chance. You have got a material body. Let us worship the Supreme Spirit. Supreme Spirit is Krishna, Govinda. So some acharya says that Bhaja Govinda always says. Why? All your word jugglery and grammatical gymnastics won't help you when you are approaching death. Everybody has to succumb to death. Nobody can say, I am Hitler, I am Rama, I am Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu is the embodiment of representing materialist. A materialist is always after gold, 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 and sense enjoyment. Why gold? So some disciple asked one great acharya present there, so if we can make gold, we can spread Krishna consciousness. serve the world with money, take over everything. Once they are thinking, within 18 days we can take over the world. But the Acharya said, no. Krishna, you see whether you deserve it, whether you can make proper use of it, waste it. So if you get, suppose you get gold, so much gold, with gold you want to take over the whole world. What do you think Acharya says? Do that? Will you do? Why? Do you know why? He said, then you will get the gold and forget? Forget Krishna. Do you want? No. If you think, I get gold with that, then you are absorbed in gold and go back where the gold is. Don't go back to Godhead. Will you go back? You go back where gold is. You may go back to South Africa, Cape Town. You want to gold? Go to Australia. There's so much mines of gold. My God. Then again, chanting. Maybe we forget chanting Hare Krishna. So much gold, so much gold. So I remember we went to South Africa, South America. They say, there is a saying, gold rush. El Dorado. El Dorado. Everybody goes to the forest. Look for, there is a huge amount of gold there. Many tourists come to look for there. Nice gold. Instead, our Goswami taught, where is Krishna? Where is Radharani? Where is Lalita? Where is Visakha? Where is Siddham? Where is Sudham? Are you on the bank of Kalindi? Yamuna? Are you on the foothills of Govardhan? Where are you? But didn't they see them? Of course they saw. They're teaching us. Everybody is mad after. Where is money? Where is sense? Object I can enjoy. But the devotee is just opposite. Everybody has got this propensity. Greediness. Running after something. But the devotee is running after. Back to Godhead. Run, run, run. Back. They're going by rocket. To go to moon. And bring what? Anybody know? No. A chunk I saw. One stone piece. You know, one Birla Science Museum, industrial. So they brought it. They're showing, and so many people going to see. I looked and I smiled and came back. I said, Dandavat, let us see. Krishna Gaita. So that I can remember Krishna and going to die and go back to Krishna, where Krishna is. Other beings seeing the stone, they go where the stone is. Go to Kota, where is the Kanpur Rasta? I saw Rajasthan passing through the train. Oh, so much stone they're cutting. Jabalpur, Makrana. Stone. You go to Scotland, Highland, so much stone. Huh? Highland? And go see Loch Ness Monster. The monsters are everywhere. We have to recognize them, who is monster. Not accept the authority of Krishna. This guy is a monster. Asura. No? Maybe in the dress of human beings. Yeah. Sometimes tiger, they put on a lambskin. But understand. This guy is not lamb. He's a tiger. You can give him tiger, come on, take prasad. Let us go to McDonald's. Huh? Red rooster and devotee going to Gopals, Govindas, even Mr. Putin. Like Govindas, Gopals. Where from this come? Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna, I see. You are from Hare Krishna. At least this much we can preach to him. If I say chant Hare Krishna, he won't. We take this samosa, kachori, halwa, puri. Oh, very good. So in Bangladesh I see, previously I can't dress like that and go. Now you can go anytime like this. We have got Rath Yatra, Janmashtami, so many things. And big like this coming out of 11, but people there, he has seen 9 people like this. Or burqa, like a ghost, black dress, and there are some holes watching. Some ladies, and they are looking, Rath going, Jalna, Baldev, Shodha. So in prasad, banana, coming to the temple, listening what you are talking. Then after, before going, a big paper box, full of samosa. This much samosa gift, kachuri, pasties, other bhunjia, all these things. Like, you like? Yes. Some of the coming, rasgulla, gulab jam. After marriage, some of the coming, see nice garden. Slowly, slowly coming. So we look forward a day when this will disappear. Now we are seeing some of them is disappearing, shaving off. But it is reappearing by this side. And coming to Mayapur. And Iskran, Acharya, giving them. Saha, Mayasagya. And he saved up everything. You won't tell your parents or your relative won't say anything? No, nothing. Maharaj, I have some question, please. Tell me. Answer. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says is infallible. God means infallible. What he says, definitely it will happen. He said, every town, every village, he didn't say who, every town, every village, people will become Krishna conscious, chanting the holy name. And whoever take part in it, as we are, we get the mercy of the Lord. If we help in this jagga, sankirtan jagga, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
We are sitting somewhere, everything is Hare Krishna. Even parrot going, they are saying the person, they are saying, they are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why not us? We are hearing ti-ti-ti-ti-ti, but the liberty soul, they are hearing, the peacocks. Dancing in ecstasy. Ke ka, Krishna. I go somewhere. Where is Krishna? Where is Radharani? They devotees. Many of these parrots we hear, that the agent of, who will tell? Agent of Vrinda Devi, go to Vrinda Kunjo. I went to some of our temple, is there. In Ananda Vidyanam, it is like Oxford, Cambridge of Gujarat, the university campus. And there the trees, there are guest house, very nice, big guest house. Temple is small. The whole town is full of, wherever you look, either hostel or college, university, medical college, engineering college, university, library, and all are young boys and girls and nothing else. And temple is small, maybe as it is, a little bigger, maybe two-thirds. This is maybe half or two-thirds, little extra, with all this period, temple. Under a guest house, big guest house. Nice, wonderful. Guest house. And by the side, I go to the roof to walk, I see thousands of thousands. The Vrindadevi's agent. This reminds me of Vrindavan. Here, Gugu. You see, you remember Krishna? You see, peacock. I go to Nizamabad somewhere, South India, near Hyderabad. So many peacocks. There is a big hill. He reminds us of Govardhan, we call it. Giridhari Kunja, who gave the name. And often see morning, afternoon, they run away, a distance. Oh, look, she is not scared. Hurry, give her food. They are very sober, this monkey, she is giving food. They don't do harm to you? You know them. They're nice, I know. They're very nice. I saw two guys fighting near Gobi Vallapur, where Shamananda Prabhu used to be there. Mahapur's next acharya after that. Narottam Das Tirtha, I went there and saw two big monkeys fought and one is injured. And one of the Gosai, this Pujari, he said, Soma, sit down here. And he came, called, and he got cut. He's cooling medicine, all this things, very peaceful. Very peaceful. You see, they're very nice. They're not like other monkeys. They are much stronger. Even they can scare the dogs. Ram Bhakta. The higher consciousness. In the teaching, Sarvadvaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activities, but impersonal liberation, impersonal. become one with the Brahma Jyoti. Huh? Impersonal divine. Only. I want to become God. No, we don't want. Devotee detest, hate it, last it. Why? Bitterly hate it. Why? Why anybody can say?
Not?
Explain? Anybody understood what she says? You understood? There can be no question of loving exchange. You become one with God, there is no service. So they hear, so Panchupusana. Worship Shiva, worship Sun God, Durga, Ganesh, and Narayan maybe, something like that. And then at some point say, I have become God, and they throw it off. That means pretend. We know devotional service is, what is the difference between their devotional service and ours? That is eternal, it is not chutti, holiday. Now no more worship. I go back to become God, one with God, I don't have to serve. In our case, we go back to Godhead. We do what there? What do? We go on doing serving. There we serve, here is also we serve. They pretend we are serving, showing ecstasy, reading Bhagavad Gita. After that, no service. Become one. That is the difference. The pretender, hypocrite. The devotee is never impersonal Brahman. And there is a sloka, it says like that. Arujya kichena param padam tata. You may go back to this, to the Brahma Jyoti. After that is the all Vaikuntha, innumerable, and then above that, Ayodhya, above that, Goloka Vrindavan. So they go there, and but they fall down. Why they fall down? Anybody can tell? Raise hand. Who can tell? Why they fall down? They go to Brahma Jyoti, become one. But they fall down. Why? You tell?
It's a temporary place.
Because their intelligence contaminated. You?
Because they feel lonely.
Different places, different things said. But the sloka said Arujya kichena. After so much austerity, they go to there. Parampadam tata patantiyada. Why? Anadrita. He didn't care for. Care for what? This man. Anadrita. He didn't care for serving. He neglected serving the Lord. Padam. He is not serving. He become one and in monotony. Till we are serving, we relish by serving. When you serve, Krishna exchanges loving. There is a loving exchange between devotees. So, Madhavendra Puripat chanting, dancing, ecstasy, forget everything, bodily thing, bodily demand, at night, day, he is not sleeping, fall down on the ground sometimes, he don't know when it is daytime, nighttime, so absorb. So, Lord, never forget, and suddenly, the little boy comes to him, he is sitting doing his job. Hey Baba, what do you want? I have brought some milk for you, take this. Why you got me? You're starving. You didn't eat anything. Who told you? You see, you're sitting by the side of a kunda. It's called Govinda Kunda. The local village people, all the ladies coming to drink, bring water. They saw the sadhu is sitting. He's not coming here for madhukari. Usually we cannot eat. If this is inauspicious for us, very bad for us. We cannot eat without. Keeping a sadhu starving. No. So he brought me. Oh, I see. It's very nice. Have you? What is your name? Where do you live? I live in this village. I'm a village boy, coward boy. Oh, I see. Okay. Wait, I'll give you the pot. He said, no, I have to go for milking. I'll come back. Don't worry. No. Let's go. Where did you go? Then when you, after drinking, you're feeling a little sleepy. Feeling drowsy. Suddenly, the dream saw that boy again coming. Say, Madhavendra. He knows my name. I'm waiting long time. Come here with me. I'm Giridhari. He's Giridhari? He's Krishna? Come here in the bush. Look. The pujari, out of fear, If the Javan Mlechha are coming, so out of fear, he put me under the dirt. Dig up and put on. So I am long time waiting when my great devotee, my beloved Madhavendra will come. I am awaiting, awaiting. Devotees are waiting when you will see Krishna. And Krishna is awaiting. Then devotee will come, sir, with love and devotion. Krishna said, who do I give intelligence so that he can come to me? Who can tell the sloka? Raise hand. Everybody? Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam dhiramam bhujati. Who does Krishna give intelligence so that he can come to him? Who? What is the symptom?
Those who render devotional service with love and devotion.
With love and devotion. This is the most important part. I am chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is this love and devotion? Hari Bol. It's love and devotion. Huh? There is exchange. It's called Chit Vilas. Devotee, you feel. Your Goswami, Rupa Goswami, want to one day serve the sadhu, his brother, Sanatana Goswami. Sadhu always should try to serve other sadhu, be superior always. Especially Jewish people. They don't find time much to serve him. And devotees, brahmacharya, are now, they are renowned. They have got enough time, day and night simply. Enough time to serve him. So he is thinking, I will serve him something nice. What Krishna likes? Krishna likes many things. What Krishna likes? Anybody can say some sweet? Any other thing? Halwa? Any other thing?
Makhan.
Makhan. Sweet rice. Kheera. Kheeram jadha adadivikaya. So he's saying, maybe I make some kheer. He's thinking many things. One is kheera. So, in the Krishna's appearance there, devotees, that's why, find out what he likes, Krishna likes, what Radharani likes, to Radharani's appearance, what Prabhupada likes. Give him, please. And he exchanges, loving exchange. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many cook pot, mother, Sachi. Who are the cooks, cook pot, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes there, you will go there to eat. Who else? Anyone? Raga Pandit, huh? And his sister, Damayanti, cook so many things, dry sweets. And when they go to Jagannath Puri, they will take. So many people take over their head. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will eat, not in one day, every day. Release their love and affection. Simply eating, she can understand. Mother Sochi cooking, I say, oh, Nima is there, my son. Jagannath, I wish he is there. Sit down, I see how he is eating. He likes all these things and cooking. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his, some men sometimes goes, they tell mother, I sometimes go to eat. She cooks. So she feels sometimes cook. I say, we fall asleep. Hey, they put all this offering, cook, where did he go? And she sometimes feels maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. What is that? Let us see. Go. And check out. Did I cook? I say, yeah, I cooked all this. Who ate this? Just son playing with mother. Just out of fun. Mother is so affectionate. Son always says. So he sent message. Tell mother I sometimes go to eat. Though he is in Jagannath Puri. And reveal to him something. Really, disappears. Same to also. Nityananda Prabhu, somewhere dancing, so it is a sister, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot stay anywhere. He will come there to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is dancing. And Nityananda Prabhu sometimes meditate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, though he is somewhere else. But everybody cannot see. This is the mystery of devotional service. Why somebody stays in devotional service, somebody goes away? You have to have some higher to. Param drishta nivartate, param drishta. Rasavan, jump, then he'll give up going out to McDonald's. Go to outside, bhunji, gulab jam. Already here, gulab jam is here. Why is he there? Already so many nice prasadam there. Why you go for other thing? And what will happen? If you are attached to it, develop, Attachment, what will happen? When you are leaving the body, you remember, where is my... this will be one of the factors. Where a destiny is determined, he is attached to this. Where this is available, you go there. Is that intelligent? It's a fool! In 8,400,000 species of life, we did all these things, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, beauty and trying to enjoy beauty with these eyes, hear things pleasing to my ear, smelling things pleasing to my nose, with my tongue, my touch. If you do the same thing, you are a fool. Your head is full of cow dung. But one who is intelligent, sumedhasa, he is always pravi sankirtane jagre, like Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them. Kapatdiya, they close the door. Only, this is exclusive, those are pure devotees, chanting, dancing day and night, in the house of
Sivas
Thakur. Sometimes Advaita Acharya invites Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in his house also, and Advaita Acharya called mother, send somebody to bring Mother Sachi and others. Mother Sachi will be head, he will direct cooking for all. This still now goes in India. Sometimes there are Vaishnav, somebody arranges some big mahotsav every day, Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. And ladies cooking, this, that, they are also listening for arrangement. Everybody gets the same benefit. Somebody is listening Harikatha, they are also listening. Somebody is doing some sadhu. So Mother Sachi in charge. Next to her is Advaita Acharya's wife, and a big elaborate arrangement. So many followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming from Navadvip get together and in that house for days, 7 days, 10 days, like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sunday, he leaves. And so much ananda. Nityananda Prabhu in another festival, Bodhana Srikhanda, another festival in Khetri, Narottam Das Thakur's place. Then at that time, Panchatattva, most of them, they are aprogot, drinking. But when they are chanting, dancing, and Mother Janava is there. Who is Mother Janava? Who can tell? Raise hand. Nitananda's consort. When is the other one? Who is the other one? He has got also two eyes. Who is the, what is the name of other one? One is Janava, another next one? Nila Lakmi. With S. Little S there, but starting with something. With B. With B, right? He's clever. He's tell the name.
I don't know.
Nobody? Loudly.
Vasudha.
Vasudha. S is there. B is there. Beginning. Vasudha. One is Vasudha, one is Janava. Janava is more prominent. She is always going preaching and all. Devotees like her. She is like a guru. And she will, like a leader. She will be leading, she will be cooking, all these things, others. Narottam Das Thakur, all the whole Bengal, all arrived in Bangladesh, that part, the bank of Ganges, Jamuna, part of the bank of Padma, part of branch of Ganga. Big festival for days. And then there Panchatattva will appear. They could feel. Now this thing, not for everyone. One is fortunate, he can feel, he can be alive. Kono kono bhagyavan, who is fortunate? God knows, he can see the heart of others, each individual being. And accordingly, he reveals to him. That is why it says there is sloka. Je jathamam pupardante, according to one's surrender, God shower mercy. Everybody is not equally surrendered. And the mood of surrender is not the same. According to surrender, also Krishna responds. He's saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song, he's saying, there are 6 points of surrender. Anybody can tell what are these 6 points? One by one? Yeah. Ram Das, they are also here to listen Krishna Katha, joining us. Seems like. Almost 1 hour. No? What is favorable for Krishna consciousness? Accept. Unfavorable? Reject. From faith, Krishna will protect, Krishna will maintain. Other two? Yes? Always see the interest of Krishna. And last one? Be always meek and humble. What the Bible says, who can enter into the kingdom of God? Those who are meek and humble can enter into the kingdom of God. You see, all things are common. You know what Islam means? Islam means surrender to God. Islam, they say, most important one thing, God is called Khoda, He is the Supreme. We are called Banda, we are His eternal servant. You see the same thing. So the saintly person know all these things. The sense is same. Religion means, there's so many religion. What religion? Religion means love God. If you love somebody, you surrender to Him. Yes? So bewildered by the spell of the material energy, however, persons who could not understand that Advaita Prabhu is non-different from Vishnu wanted to follow Him with their impersonal conception. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. When God punishes somebody because He is absolute, then absolute has been working, is good for Him. He kills Putana and makes him?
Nurse.
Makes him?
Nurse.
One of the mother. There are seven mother. Mother is exalted position, God's mother. So what are the seven mother who can tell one each other than Garbhodayini mother who gives birth? Next, nurse. These two I own. I told. Now other. Cow. Wife of a king.
Heart.
Guru Patni, wife of
Brahman.
Brahman's
wife. Right. Nurse. So, what Putana got? What's this?
Nurse.
The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and His activities can bestow all good fortune, directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by Lord Vishnu are one and the same, because all the activities of Vishnu are absolute. Even sometimes great devotee does. The Narad Muni told them, you become to Kubera son, become?
Tree.
And tree, what is the name of this tree? Then as a result, what they did not have that, they are the fortunate to see Krishna. According to some, Mangala was another name of Advaita Prabhu. As the causal incarnation or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion, he is the supply agent or the ingredient in the material nature. However, He is never to be considered material. All His activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about and glorifies Him becomes glorified Himself. If we serve God, many of us are here. Nobody knows us, knew us, hardly anybody. Now you become famous in newspaper, in television, also people see you and respect you. Why? Because you are glorifying Krishna. So you become glorified. Yes? And you are just. Who knows you in Karnal? You do Dati Yatsa. Everybody is coming. No. For such activities, free one from all kinds of misfortune. You are showing everybody are fortunate to. They are seeing Lord Jagannath and Jagannath giving glance, and thereby it is a Rathe Bhavana Drishta Punarjanmana Vidyate. One who sees the Lord riding on a chariot, a rath, will never take birth in 8,400 species again. They have got that conviction. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. or the personalist, impersonalist, they do like that. This is material. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge one can attain the highest stage of perfection. Philosophy. Oh, I'm so big. Oh, in the afternoon also there is class. Can you stop it here? This is all dry philosophy. All technical thing. Wow, here. 6-8 pages of philosophy. Oh, 10 pages. You may not be able to remember all these things. Seeing he has no occupation than to teach devotional service, his name is Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is the prime spiritual master of the Vaishnavas, and he is worshipable by all the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava must follow in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya, for by doing so, one can actually engage in devotional service of God. Since he is a limb or a part of the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, he is also bears the name of Kamalaksha. Although Advaita Acharya is an incarnation of Vishnu, for the welfare of conditioned soul, he manifested himself as a servitor of the Supreme Person of Godhead. Throughout all his activities, he showed himself to be an eternal servitor. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda also manifested the same principle, although they also belong to the category of Vishnu. If Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and Lord Advaita Prabhu had exhibited their all-powerful Vishnu potencies within this material world, people would have become greater impersonalist, monist and self-worshippers than they had already become under the spell of this age. Therefore, the personality of Godhead and his different incarnation forms play the parts of devotees to instruct the conditioned soul how to approach the transcendental stage of devotional service. You may know, if you come to Mayapur during Gaurpunima festival, there is a day. That day, in Santipur, there is a big festival. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Advaita Acharya Nityananda's time, one day, Advaita Acharya, his guru's name, who will tell? Madhavendra Puri. So that day, one day, in memory of Madhavendra Puri, Advaita Acharya used to celebrate. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked seeing huge amount of stuff, ingredients, foodstuffs, vegetables. Everybody comes, he gives them clothes, things that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased seeing this and the festival going on. And concluded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, anybody in this day either serve prasad, or do some service, or take prasad, he will get love of God. So many people, whole Santipur comes, and ISKCON arranges prasad for them. So many, whole Santipur is poured in there. And ISKCON devotees from all parts of the world come that day, go there. Don't stay in Mayapur, go. Maybe afternoon they come, early in the morning they go. So many vast loads of the Advaita Pajas Katha, that festival, what happened? Nothing, just distribute prasad and everybody ask voluntarily, what service you want to do? And then, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. This should be our mood, Prabhupada said, this is his God. Not I sit down and Babaji chanting Hare Krishna, Paramatma, no. His God means Kato. Sarat, otherwise Kato. Paddako. You don't belong to his God. You work hard, Baba. This is his God's mood. So, Advaita Acharya especially intended to teach the conditioned souls about devotional service. The word Acharya means teacher. The special function of such a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious. This is our function. You become Krishna conscious, but not that I let me become Krishna conscious, become a Paramahansa. No, this is not. It's called Muni. You render devotional service, inspire others, ask others, please, you also come, you distribute food, you distribute prasad. And you also practice kata also. Otherwise, you fall down. You don't know how to swim. You are trying to save others, jump in water. You don't swim. So be careful. Still is coming here. This is spiritual world. 24 hours Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. The special function of such a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious, a bona fide teacher. So Prabhupada says, this ISKCON is a preaching movement. Everybody has to become a teacher. Preaching means bring others to Krishna consciousness. That is the success of preaching. We'll see if you want to know how is your preaching is. Success will judge how many people you brought to Krishna consciousness. So ISKCON leaders always trying who can make more people on the fold of Krishna, on the fold of ISKCON, making Krishna conscious. Please come here, take prasad, chant Hare Krishna, become a bona fide teacher following in the footsteps of their Acharya has no other business than to spread the principle of Krishna consciousness all over the world. So ISKCON have in his constitution there are seven or so many points. Yeah, mostly this is preaching. You find? Get together and preach. Through journal, through magazine, through Patrika. That is Brihat Midama, that is bigger. Bigger drum. One drum you can, some people will hear how many days you will remember and become Krishna conscious. They preach through the literature throughout the world, it can be heard. People will become Krishna conscious. That is Brihat Midama, big congregation of teaching. The real qualification of Acharya is that he presents himself as a servant of the Supreme. Since Prabhupada was told, ask, please tell about it. He said, I am. No, I am trying to become a servant of God. In other words, he is of course a Vaishnava, servant of Krishna. But it is not easy for us to become a servant of God. Really servant, he doesn't say. He is humble. So, but he is teaching us how to act. You should be humble. He said, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, moment one thing, I have become a Vaishnava. No, it's not easy to do. We are trying to become servant of the servant of the servant. Become humble, not just lip service. The real qualification of Acharya is that he presents himself as a servant of the Supreme. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. What he says in this regard, anybody can say, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the top devotee. Gopi Vaishnava. He can become a Vaishnava. He is a Vaishnava. This time. So, overnight you think I have become a big thing. Anytime he is near the edge of the roof, anything could happen. Anything could happen undesired to him. I am the biggest. Nobody can excel me. Danger is coming. Such a bona fide acharya, it is better to remain humble. Take a humble place. Such a bona fide acharya can never support the demoniac activities of the atheistic men who present themselves as God. I am God, you are God, everyone is God. Why are you looking for God? Yes, you are God. You can leave Govardhan here. You can Mandar here. From you everything is coming in New Marvel University. Your pores. How many? You are not God. You are just the river. G-O-D, rivers. D-O-D. That is our Acharya says. You see, you are God, he is God. Yes, one day. The Prabhupada could hear his preaching like Prabhupada said, we are not God, we are trying to become servant of the servant. No, we are God, he is teaching some Misra in America, in Prabhupada. Prabhupada has to stay sometime here in Udonia. Prabhupada give different class. just opposite, he's teaching yoga or something, from South. Then one day, Bhagavati hears something, what happened? Bhagavati, what happened to God? God has got toothache. God is asking for help. Why is doctor to help this? He's looking for the help from the doctor of the material world. This is God. What sort of God, you can understand? What happened to the God? He's got toothache. He's supposed to cure everybody from all problem, all pain. He's hurry. What happened? Of that God, God has got not to take his leela. Such a bona fide acharya can never support the demoniac activity, the atheistic men who present themselves as God. It is the main business of an acharya to defy such imposters posing as God before the innocent public. One hour, maybe 15 minutes, then you can read more. There's so many stories out of the acharya. Nice, sweet pastime. In afternoon, in the 7 o'clock this evening, Prabhupada's room, like every day, reading Krishna book, Krishna's Bible. Today will be also the acharya. If you are interested, please come. Okay? Any comment, any question? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, important, if you a real devotee has to be qualified to chant Hare Krishna or God's glories. He can chant for hours and hours. Can you chant anybody hours and hours? Glorified peace? No. He is saying, somebody is Trina Dhoti Sujana. Trina is supposed to be grass or a straw in the stick. Everybody chant to him. And the tree somebody is cutting, still it gives shade, it gives shelter, it gives bark, it gives leaves, it gives flowers, it gives fruit. It has gone, it is cutting. And one who gives respect to a leaf, doesn't flee from false ego. Why not he is respecting me? Only he is a Vaishnava who can keep the Nasa. Amani Namana, keep the Nishala, keep the holding constant for hours and hours. In our case, we do, there goes the bell, there is another seva. That is mother and the Puri. We become a grain of dust of mother and the Puri. Mother Jasoda, Kunti, Drupadi, Goswami, our life is successful. Make sense now? Does it make sense now? Yes?
Someone asks, sadhana is limited and the time which we can give on japa and other things. Maybe less of the time, what we should do?
So many service, if you are really sincere, you cry for, suppose you are falling in a well, in a forest. A well is dry. In any time, big snake, python can come. Tiger, a bear, there is a picture, you know. Our conditioned soul means he is in a well, but he is holding two rope and two Mickey Mouse eating up the rope, and he can fall any moment. You see, below there is a big ajagar who can swallow you up. And on top of the well, a tiger is looking at you. You don't know what to go. You can't go up, you can't go down. But at the same time, you are in such a position, any moment you will fall down, because mouse red mouse, black mouse and white mouse eating a mouse. They row and you don't know what to do. Krishna help! Hare Krishna! At that time, then you move the way you chant from the core of your heart. While you are getting gulab jam, samosa, pakora, pizza, pasta, 25 types of ice cream. You chant like that? You call out like that? Now you understand? So if you feelingly chant, feelingly take Krishna, give me service, do this service. So many services. You can take book, ask from somebody, give me book, I just take Krishna. Salpamabhyasadhamas, if you do little service to Krishna, you will get so much benefit, you don't know. You will realize. Those who distribute book, you tell them, they must be enjoying something when you distribute. But outsiders will distribute his thinking. If I distribute soon, I will get that much money. Money is sweeter than honey. A devotee must be getting something other than money, maybe more valuable than money. Otherwise, why will he take so much? You know, face humiliation, people will refuse. Tell so many things bad. Spit! Why you are teaching money? Punch! But he told her, okay, I fall at your feet. This thing. Get out! Later, such a nice boy, nice girl. I didn't know. If two demoniac, even enough. Krishna, he will take care of it. And he will also appreciate it. So tell you one story. If you give time.
Yes, sir.
Hello. So one devotee, because he is preaching only sin, he has put in chains inside jail. And in the other jail cell, the other devotee also has. This is God, he finds sometimes becoming very merciless to him. Other than doing him, he is beating him like anything merciless. It is boot, he is kicking him. Why? Because his wife says, I heard, other than our religion, others are preaching there. And put them in jail. Don't come to me. Get out. Why? If you can come to me only, if you beat them up like anything, with your boot, then you tell me how you beat him up, then I will allow you to come. Then he asks, why you have done nothing to me? Why you are beating me anything? And he thinks he will die from the unconscious, staying back, dead. So, one day he saw that guy is not coming. After he became a little better, he asked God, nobody is my guardian, he brings food, brings food. So the other cell, a guard is there, he called that guard. He said, can you tell me, I don't see you. Oh, your guard, you don't know? No. He is not coming for some days. He took leave. But leave is not over. No, it is over. Over forever. What is mean? He won't come again. Why? He is finished. What happened? He, with his wife, he took holiday. With his children, he went out to enjoy holiday. And enjoyed his last. What happened? When he was going by car to a mountain, he had got accident. He rolled down the mountain and squashed. He, his wife, children, all dead, spot dead. You can see. Now you understand? And he did to that devotee what happened to him. You will see it this way. Others may not relate to it. So he said, no, the accident is here. The devotee sees it this way. See my point? So devotee told him. And Krishna won't tell her. Other Vaishnavas shouldn't tell her. Twice for himself. He did Krishna. I deserve more torture, more punishment. So Krishna is making it me now. A devotee, his heart is a devotee. He thinks he takes his part. So devotee is so much torture. Yeah. is all phony. What a phony boy. England telling, I'm telling you these are being what. He said, these are, look, I tell you, these are all phony. Phony means imagination, eh? Something fantasy. It is not, no reality. Has nothing to do with the reality. Phony. It's slang term, eh?
Phony is a word.
Phony is a word?
Yeah, phony. It's fake.
Not real.
Fiction.
Real story. Real
story.
It's like a fiction. I told some guy in a dham, he is making money. Day and night thinking of money. But day and night, what should you think? You think of Krishna. How to make more money? So one day he died. He thought, I will stay in dham. But staying in dham doesn't mean anything. There is dham bhoga and dham seva. You are staying in dham only serve Krishna. Damn. But staying in town, enjoying. So one pujari used to worship some deity. And one day, when early morning taking bath, Bhamma Murta to come to do arati. Oh, big snake near the kunda, near the that small pond, taking bath. He ran away, take bath another place. And for days he is doing like that, you know, maybe every day the snake will come. One day in a dream he saw the same snake here. He is talking to him. Hey, fella, why that day I was there, you ran away. Who are you? He sees the same snake. Oh, your snake is talking to me. In the dream. Why you ran away? I don't bite. I don't do anything harm to you. Who are you? Well, to tell you the truth, I have got a story to tell you. Don't think I am snake, I will bite you. Of course I have got a body also. Who are you? Actually, like you, I also used to stay in the dham. But I used to do business, all the time thinking of pound shoe, money, how to increase this, I am thinking, I am staying in dham, I will get the benefit. And when I was going to die, I was also thinking of money. And now I am thinking. Sleep broke. Broke up. So you don't know so many things. Can you finish it? Huh? Yeah. So today, 2 o'clock is the 1 o'clock?
Afternoon.
3 o'clock.